Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, listeners, to another episode of the Bookner Daily Radio Show. My name is Bill, and I'm your host and author of 21 top-seller books in the personal development arena, which is a 20-plus billion-dollar industry. We are broadcasting live from our studio here in Atlanta, Georgia. It's an honor, as well as a privilege, to have so many listeners from around the globe tuning into our radio broadcast. We are currently broadcasting our shows on three radio platforms, reaching millions on a weekly basis. We have a very informative show outlined for our listeners today, which includes business announcements, which is a top feature of all of our radio broadcasting shows, and we have other topics as well. Get relaxed. Grab a cup of tea, grab a Coke, grab a pen and paper, and get ready to take copious notes because you are in for a very special treat today. By the way, the books that I've offered can be found on our website at booknair.com. That's booknaire.com. Now, I'll be referring to our website throughout this broadcast today, so get comfortable, get relaxed, and get ready to learn some informative information that will help personal and business transformation starting today. The title of our show is Marketing Techniques That Will Grow Your Business. Let me repeat that title. Some of you may have, it probably went out the other ear. Marketing Techniques That Will Grow Your Business. So if you have a business, get ready to make that business expand and grow to top levels. Some of our bullet points that we will discuss today is postcards, a cash cow, email collecting, an email campaign, social media, Facebook and Twitter, business cards, the 3-foot rule, fine advertising, and the World Wide Web. So we're going to be discussing some of those bullet points that will help you to grow your business. So let's go ahead and dive into some of these topics right now. Let's look at, let's reiterate our title of the show, which is Marketing Techniques That Will Grow Your Business. Now let's dive into some of the topics that we're going to discuss. And the first topic we're going to discuss is postcards, a cash cow. Now, if you have a business, whether it's a whatever type of business it is, in the first 5 or 10 miles radius of your business, whether your business is a home-based business or whether you have a retail shop, whatever it is, in the 5 miles or 10 miles around your business, you can collect addresses and you can have a postcard developed and mailed out to the homes that are in your area to generate new customers. Now, postcards are very powerful. We have been using them within our company for years, and they are very, very powerful. If you have a hair salon business, if you have a restaurant, if you have a small retail store, a dry cleaning store, whatever you have, you can create postcards and mail them out to the neighborhoods that are around your business, your local area there. And that will generate some traction. Because as a business owner, that's what you want. If you don't have any traction, if you don't have any customers coming in, you know, then you might as well shut the doors. You got to have customers coming into your business buying your product and services. So what kind of marketing strategy do you have in place? If you don't have any, you definitely search out and try postcard marketing. Now, you can go to a print company. They can design you a postcard for your business. They can design, print them, and some of these here print companies can even mail them for you, which will probably be cheaper. So that's one of the routes you want to go is postcard marketing. One of the next marketing strategies that I feel is very powerful, and a lot of companies have seemed to get away from it, but it's still very powerful, is email marketing. Email marketing. Now, in the book Market Now, which is today's featured book, Market Now, you can get that book on our website at booknair.com. Now, that book there has a lot of techniques and strategies and methods, step-by-step instructions on how to market not only your business, but market yourself. So definitely head over to our website, booknair.com, and get the book so you can learn how to market your business. Now, getting back to email, how do you get email addresses? How do you get them? There are a number of ways you can secure email addresses. You can go to this company called InfoUSA.com. You can actually buy email addresses. That's InfoUSA.com, and you can actually buy email addresses. Another platform that you can go to is Sales Genie. That's SalesGenie.com. Sales Genie, you can also get email addresses as well. But you have to purchase them. They're a company, and they don't give them away free. So you have to purchase the emails. I think InfoUSA will give you 500 emails free, no strings attached. So if I were you, I would definitely go to their website and take advantage of that offer there. I mean, that's 500 emails. That's a starting point right there. Also, when you're out and about and you see business cards, postcards laying around, most of these business cards and postcards have an email address on them. So you can go about and collect these business cards and postcards and add these email addresses to your database. Add them to your database. That's another way of collecting email addresses. And there are other ways. And then once you've got you probably 1,000, 2,000 email addresses, now you want to start an email campaign. You want to start contacting these or sending them an email in reference to your products and your services. That's another strategy of marketing your business. We discussed the postcard marketing. Now we're talking about email marketing. So you just can't go about one way or one avenue to generate or to market your business. You got to come up with 5, 6, 10 different ways of marketing your business. The more ways you market, the more money you make. Because each marketing strategy that you utilize basically is an income strategy. So let's say if you send out the postcard, people respond to the postcard. They come in and buy your products or your services, and they pay money. You just made money from that marketing strategy. Now let's say you got the email marketing strategy. So people respond from your email campaign. Come in and buy your products or your services, contact you, however way you're doing it. That's another marketing strategy. So really each marketing strategy that you implement within your company can technically be an income stream. So how many marketing strategies do you currently have right now within your business? If you don't have any, and it behooves me that many business owners do not have a marketing strategy in place. They got the business, but they don't know how to get customers. They don't know how to market their business. They don't know how to put together marketing strategies for their business. And then this is key, too. I definitely want to bring this out. This is key, is that when you start a business, make sure that you know your business. You know, I run into business owners time and time again. They're running their business. But they don't know their business inside and out. Because if you're operating a business, if you're the CEO and you're the founder of your business, you should know everything in and out about your business. And I'm afraid to say that most business owners don't know that. They don't know that. They don't know their business like they think they should know their business. So make sure, and that's just a side point, that whatever business you're trying to market, make sure you know that business. You know, to give you a prime example, you know, I'm the author of 21 books. I know my books. I wrote the books. So I know my book. I know my business. Also, I'm a radio host and a TV host. So I know my stuff. So make sure that if you're a business owner, make sure that you know your business. Very critical in terms of marketing, operating, managing, and growth. Make sure you know your business. Email campaign is a very another powerful avenue. Now, what about social media? What about Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn? And there are hundreds of other of social media platforms that you can utilize to get your book, but get your products and services out. There are hundreds of other social media platforms. So it depends on you. Which one are you going to use? Now, Facebook and Twitter are some of the top social media platforms. And everybody is not social media savvy, especially business owners. You know, we have these teenage kids in these days, and they know more than we do when it comes to social media. You know, because they play around and have fun with their friends and everything on social media. But we, as business owners, we want to use the platform to grow our business. That's what we want to do. So social media, Facebook, Twitter, and some of the others are very powerful. Powerful in marketing your business. Now, let's look at a more simple strategy to market your business. What about business cards? What about business cards? They're very ineffective. Very ineffective. You know, as far as getting them produced. But they are effective in reference to wherever you're at. You can give out business cards. You know, this is going to fall. The business card is what we call the 3-foot rule. If you come within 3 feet of anybody, give them a business card. If you're in the grocery store, if you're at the gas pump getting gas, if you're at a restaurant standing in line to take your order, and you got people within 3 feet of you, always carry business cards on you. Give them one. Give everybody in line one of your business cards, because you never know who's looking for your product and services. You never know. So make sure that when you're out and you're out and about, keep business cards on you. Keep them in your purse. Keep them in your billfold. You know, keep them in your pockets. Every time you go somewhere, pick up a stack from your desk or wherever and put them in your pocket. That way, when you go out and you're just out and about, even if you're just shopping, for groceries. Somebody coming down, hey, how you doing, ma'am, or how you doing, sir? Let me give you one of my business cards. You may know someone, or you may could use some of my services. Here's one of my business cards. Give me a call anytime, or visit our website. The website is on the business card. You know, you can order your business card from this company called Vista Print. VistaPrint.com. Vista Print has a special going on. You can get 500 business cards for $9.99 plus shipping. So it'll be a little bit more than $9.95 or $9.99. In other words, $10. You get 500 cards for $10. Then you have to add your shipping fee to that. So go to VistaPrint.com, VistaPrint.com, and get your business cards ordered. 500 for $10. You can't beat it. Definitely go there. Get your business cards and start distributing those business cards. Get them out there to the marketplace. Everybody you see, give them a business card. That's what you want to do. Now, what about referrals? What about people that are already currently buying your products and services? Do you ask them for referrals? Do you? because referrals are more powerful than the initial business transaction. Because let's say if let's give you an example. Let's say you are an author and you've written over 20 books like myself, and you came to our website and you purchased a book. And then I have a promotion going on that says if you refer 5 people that come to us and buy a book, then we're going to give you a book for free. Then you're going to send 5 people to our website to purchase a book. And then you're going to shoot us an email and say, hey, 5 people that bought a book, I need a free book. That's referral. You refer 5 people. We're more than happy to send you out a free book. Matter of fact, that's a good idea. We don't currently have that idea. I just thought of that on the broadcast, just talking to you. That seemed like a pretty good idea. I think I'm going to get with our IT guy, and I think we're going to go ahead and put that in play on our website. We're going to put together a referral program. Refer 5 people, get a free book. I think that's pretty good. That's a pretty good agenda. Okay, well, so put a referral program in place for your business. That's another marketing strategy. Put a referral program in place. So whatever you do, if you do hair, if you do, you have a restaurant, and if somebody comes to refer 3 people to your restaurant, you get a free. Don't want to say free food, but you get a free order. Or a free dish of your choice, you know, something of that nature, you know. So I know this company called Cartridge World. What they do, they give you a referral card. So every time you come in, they will punch your card. And on your 5th visit, when you come in and they punch your card, They will give you a free cartridge refill for your ink and your printer. Cartridge World, that's what they do. They do refills on your cartridge. So I think that's a very unique idea because it keeps you coming back. It keeps you doing business with them. So you can even set up some kind of reward program like that. So it don't necessarily have to be a referral. It could be a reward system for you coming back and back. Time and time again. So those are very good marketing strategies and techniques that I'm sharing with you. What about classified advertising? Do you think that's dead? Of course not. People still read the paper. You know, people still read the paper. People have been reading the paper for ages. They haven't stopped. Even though the online platform media has taken off like hot fire, people are still placing classified and people are still getting phenomenal results from placing an ad or of their business and products within unclassified newspaper or magazine. It still works. So utilize that strategy as well, that technique, that marketing technique. Utilize that as well. Also, make sure that you have a website. Whatever your product or services is, that's another marketing strategy. Make sure you have a website and make sure that your website has built-in payment buttons so that you can earn money. You can market your website and earn money 24/7, which means 24 hours, 7 days a week. While you're sleeping, somebody in another country or another part of the town or city or state can go to your website and purchase your product and services. It does you no good to have a website and people can't buy your products and services on your website. It does you no justice. So make sure that your IT guy or whoever developed your website, make sure they connect payment buttons on there to where you can make money while you sleep. You can make money while you're on the beach. You can make money while you're on the golf course. You can earn money while you're relaxing. So why not take that advantage of that? That's what we want to do. See, the World Wide Web is a very, very instrumental and very powerful platform that you want to get on. That's like the second thing business owners do when they start their business. They want to go ahead and get the website up as quick as possible. But make sure it's a money, how do I want to say it? monetized website. Make sure your website is monetized, which means that people can buy from your website. Don't just have a standalone website that just tells about your products and services and they have your products and services listed, but can't make a payment on your website. So make sure that when you create your website or your IT guy created, make sure that they do that. Monetize your website. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Monetize your website. Okay. Now, I say this topic for last because it's one of the most powerful techniques that's known to business owners in reference to marketing their business on a massive scale. Have you thought about radio and TV advertising? Most business owners have not. But did you know that radio and TV advertising is one of the most sought-after, powerful mediums out there? Could you imagine running 15 or 30 second commercials of your business on the radio? And you know, radio have millions of listeners. Could you imagine doing a 5 minute or 3 minute interview of yourself on a television show about your product and services? Can you imagine the exposure? So that's one of the most powerful things, and that's what we do as a company. We spotlight. We have I have a radio show. It's called the Business Spotlight Radio Show, and then I host a TV show. It's called the Business Spotlight TV Show. And what we do on those two platforms, we deal strictly with business owners. We give them the exposure that they need for their business, for their product, for their services via the radio and via television. That's what we do. And they are more than happy to pay for it. So if you're listening on the broadcast today, and it don't matter where you're at nationwide, because if you want to take advantage of our radio and our TV, then you can go to our website because we do have that. And there's a button up there that says radio/TV shows. Go to that button. We have payment buttons on there. You can pay for your radio advertisement. You can pay for your television advertisement. And we can get you broadcasting within 24 to 40 hours about your products and services. Getting your website out. Getting your company name out. Branding it. So definitely take advantage of the radio and TV opportunity. That's very powerful, very powerful. You don't want to give up in that arena. So go to our book. Go to our website and get the book Market Nair. And that book has tons of information that can help you to take your business to the next level. And it also helps you to give you marketing strategies for your business as well. What is our company objective here at the BookNet Company? What's our objective? Well, here at the BookNet Company, our mantra is to assist millions around the globe in making a personal and business transformation. And we're geared towards accomplishing this objective by means of our newly released books that is featured on our website, BookNet.com. We also accomplish this objective by means of our live radio and television shows. But mostly, it's through our books. That's why I've authored 21 books, over 21 books and counting. We're looking at releasing anywhere from 3 to 5 new books by the end of this month. So visit our website, www.booknair.com, and get your books today. Now, remember, our featured book today is what? Market Nair, MarketNaire, Market Nair, which falls in line with our title, which is Techniques on How to Market Your Business. Now, what we're going to do here, we're going to transition and we're going to talk about some of the book titles that we have listed on our website. And that's one of the things that we do on all of our radio broadcasting shows, because what we want to do, in the process of making a personal and business transformation, we want to make sure that our audience our listeners. We want to make sure that you're educated. We want to make sure that you're educated. You know what you're talking about. You know what you're talking about. We want to make sure that you're educated, you're reading on a daily basis, you're applying what you're reading, you're gaining more and more and more knowledge. You're growing. You can see yourself growing as a person. You can see yourself developing into a better individual. You can see yourself making different strategies and techniques and putting those in place within your business if you have one. So that's the whole purpose of what we're doing here. And there's no better satisfaction than knowing that we get a comment or a letter or an email of a person that have purchased books on our website and said, wow, this book has made a 180-degree turnaround in my life, in my business. Thank you. See, we get excited when we get comments like that. See, that keeps us going. That keeps me writing more books that you can take advantage of. That keeps me, my adrenaline going. It keeps me excited. It gives me the strength and energy to get out of bed every morning and to broadcast my radio show. It gives me that drive of knowing that, hey, somebody today is going to make a 180-degree turnaround in their life. And they're going to do this by means of listening to our live radio broadcast show or either our television show. They're going to do this by me or either reading one of my books that I've penned, I've authored. So it behooves me to know that we're helping our listeners, our audience, will help you to make a transformation. That's our whole point. And so I just wanted to share that with the audience today and let you know how we are excited. We are elated. You know, we are beside ourselves when we hear of how we get testimonies of how our products and services is changing the lives of individuals around the world. We get excited. That gives us the blueprint. That gives us the energy to move forward. So let's go ahead and look at some of the book titles that we have on our website. One of special interest that I want to talk about today is we have so many, but there's one in particular is Think Now. Think Now. You know, whatever we accomplish in life, whatever we decide to do, it's a direct reflection on how we think. It's a direct reflection on how big our thinking ability is. You know, you got individuals that think big, and you got individuals that think small. And by the way you think, the size of your thinking capacity of what you feel like you can do and what you can't do will be a direct relation on what you accomplish. If you think small thoughts, you're going to accomplish small things. Does it make sense? If you think big thoughts, you're going to accomplish big things. I mean, do it make sense with you? Do it resonate with you? I mean, that's just the way it works, you know. And sometimes you got individuals out there that don't think at all. And then they just look around and wondering why they're not getting what they want because they're not thinking. They're not making proper decisions. They're not doing that. Think Now, the book Think Now, will help you make proper decisions in various areas of your life and your business. When I penned that book, when I wrote that book and finished that book, I was so excited. And as I reflect on the information within the pages of that book, I get excited because a lot of the techniques that I have in that book, I utilize them to this day. not only have they been effective for myself, but I want to make sure it's effective to the world, to our listeners, to our audience, to everybody that feel like that they need to make improvements in their thinking ability. That's why I wrote the book, Think Nair. It's on our website. Go to our website, booknair.com. Get the Think Nair book. It's there. So when you're talking about thinking and you're trying to accomplish a goal, especially a business goal, you want to think big. You know, I was reflecting on what my brother, my oldest brother, John, he had mentioned to me. And he said, why are you striving to make millions? Why are you striving to make millions? He told me that. And as I was talking to him, I was reflecting on what he was saying. He said, why not make billions? Why not make billions? We have billionaires. Now, we don't have trillionaires, but we do have billionaires, which is at the top. Millionaires are under billionaires. So while you're shooting for millions, why not shoot for the top billionaires? Why not be a billionaire? And as I reflected on it, I thought about that, and remind you what I just said earlier, of what you accomplish is in direct proportion on how small and how big your thoughts are. So when he said that, what reflected back to my mind was what a gentleman, one of my mentors, Les Brown, had said. He said, whatever you're doing, he said, shoot for the moon. He said, because if you miss, you'll land among the stars. So when my brother was telling me about, you know, being a billionaire, I said, wow, that makes sense. Why am I shooting to be millionaires or shooting for millions? I'm not shooting for the billions. Because if I miss the mark of the billions, I'm going to land among the millions. Make sense? So when you think about accomplishing any type of goals, you know, that's what you want to do. Think big thoughts. Think big thoughts. And that's what I did. You know, so my mantra changed immediately. My mindset changed immediately. We have billionaires walking around here. Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, Oprah Winfrey, Michael Jordan. Do those names resonate? Do you know any of them? The Walton family, billionaires. Do it resonate? You know, what you want to do is think big thoughts, and you want to think correct thoughts. And a lot of times we're not going to think correct thoughts because of our makeup. We're imperfect. But by reading the book Think Nair, it can put us on track to make better decisions. We're not going to make perfect decisions. We may make a decision and probably have to come back an hour or two later and change that decision. Or we may have to come back a month or two later down the road and change that decision. Or we may have to come back a year or two down the road and make changes to that decision. Because life is about growth. Things are constantly revolving, and so our thinking capacity needs to be revolving as well. So when we think something and we put it in play, that don't mean it's written in concrete. We want to be able to change those thoughts. See, because things are constantly changing. Think Nair, very important book, very important. A lot of people don't think. They want people to think for them. And that's why they never get anywhere. They never get anywhere because you got to be able to think. Now, there are different levels of thinking. Some people, like myself, I think on my feet. I'm real quick. You tell me something, I can process it within seconds. Now, there are other people that are slow in thinking. It may have to take them a couple of hours, 5 or 6 hours, before they get it, before they think it through. And then some people may take them days, and some people may take them weeks. But the quicker you're able to think, the quicker you're able to move forward.
You know, somebody tell me something and I'm thinking about it and I feel like it's a good idea, oh, I'm going to go ahead and implement it. I'm not going to let no grass grow under my feet. You tell me, and I think it's a good idea, especially when it comes to making money, and I know that I can generate some revenue from it, oh, you might as well get back. You tell me something at 10 o'clock, by 10:15, it's already being implemented. By 10:30, I'm making money. That's just the way I process. Very quick thinker on my feet. Very quick thinker. With clarity. But some people and most people are not thinking like that. They don't think that way. Some people you can tell some stuff to, that's and then look at you like you're crazy. Because they're processing what you're saying. And you may and they're not saying anything. They're not saying anything. But they're processing your information, and it's going to take them a couple of hours, a couple of days to process that. These are slow thinkers. Can they improve in their thinking ability? You better believe they can. If they want to improve. Some people are so conditioned that they don't want to improve in their thinking ability. They're complacent with how they're thinking. You know, they think it's the norm. But then when they come across an individual that thinks on their feet, they're like, wow, what that guy or that gal is, it's because of their mindset is different than yours. You know, you talk to somebody like myself that have authored over 21 books, that have read over 500 books in the personal development industry, and that thinks on my feet. When you come to me, you better come right. You got to come right. You know, I was talking to a gentleman the other day, and this is one thing that I'm going to bring out. And this is a little side point on the broadcast today. I was talking to another gentleman the other day, and the gentleman wants me to join a network marketing opportunity. Now, I have about 30 years in the network marketing industry. And I've been a part of over 100 network marketing companies, and I've been to the in the top level of these companies as a national training director, a national sales director. So I've been at the top in a couple of network marketing companies. So I know the module inside and out. I know the concept, and it's a very viable concept, a very doable concept, but you got to do it. And most people like that module. But they're lazy. Because when they join a company, you know, they like the module, but what they're not realizing, they got to go to work for that company. Now, here's the difference between me and joining a network marketing company that I came to realize about a year ago. Is that when you join a network marketing company, you are participating in the owner's dream of that company. Not only are you participating in it, you are helping to fulfill his dream. His dream of owning a network marketing company. Now, it started bothering me about a year ago because I'm a very creative person. I'm definitely a leader. Not a follower. Well, if I join somebody else's network marketing company, that makes me a follower. I'm following after the dreams of the owner. What happened to my own dreams? What happened? Everybody can't be leaders. Everybody are not creators. But those are some of the traits that I possess as an individual. I'm very creative. I am a leader. And I went to thinking about it. I said, I don't need to join no network marketing company. What about my own company? What about my own dreams? I mean, I'm the author of 21 books. I have my own radio and TV show. Why am I going to leave my stuff on the table, my dreams, my creativity, and go join somebody else's company and build their company? And leave mine on the table. Oh, no. Oh, no. That is not going to happen, and I will not allow it to happen. Why am I? See, my goal this year, 2016, and I don't mind sharing my financial goals, is to bring in $34 million. Those are my goals. I cannot leave my goals on the table and go join someone else's arena or join someone else's company. They can't pay me $34 million. Well, they can. But the reality of it is, will they? See? So I'm not going to build no one else's company, build someone else's dream, and leave mine on the table. I just don't roll like that no more. You know, I know individuals that go from one network marketing company to the next. I mean, they'll be with this for 90 days. They say, you know, they own another one. On another one and on another one. They just jump it from one to the next, like a grasshopper. They're never getting nowhere. You know, they're trying to find someone else's dream that they can help build. You know, and that's fine if that's your cup of tea and that's what you want to do. If you're not creative, if you're not a leader, that's fine to jump from one to the other if that's what you want to do. But by all means, don't approach me with that crap. Because I'm not going to roll like that. I have my own dreams. I have my own company. And I want to grow my company just like the owner of the network marketing company want to grow his or her company. I don't want to join their company and become a follower. No. No. I didn't write 21 books just to sit on the shelf. I wrote 21 books to sell, to help people, to make a personal transformation. You know, and then one thing, and remind me, audience, this here's a side point. You know, some companies put together products, and some products are good, and then some of them just put together junk just to make a quick dollar, And then a lot of us find ourselves joining that company promoting that junk. You know, sometimes we just got to sit back and look at things. We got to sit back and say, hey, you know, this ain't working. You know, sometimes we got to sit back and say, what am I good at? What can I develop? What can I create? And push my own dreams and push my own things out there to the marketplace. Instead of joining somebody else's, what about my own dreams, my own goals? All of us have a measure of creativity. All of us do. Some of us are better creative than others. But what you don't know, you can get it. You can hire someone to do it for you. See, all of us are created in God's image. And our Heavenly Father is a very creative spiritual being. You don't believe it? Wake up in the morning. Look up in the sky. Look around at the trees, the grass, the bushes. You know, our Father created this for us. This is our home. He created this for us. So we are created in his image. Therefore, that makes us creators. And you don't believe that we as humans are created? Whatever city, whatever state, whatever country you live in or you reside in, ride through the metropolitan area. Look at these skyscraper buildings. Did you know that a human being had to think of that building? Did you know that a human being had to put down the building structure in a blueprint format? Did you know that human beings had to create that skyscraper or that building? We are very creative creatures, very creative. But what are we doing with our creativity? Are we burying our creativity and joining someone else's creativity? You know, they say, and I bring this out a lot in my broadcast, they say that the richest place on the face of this earth is the cemetery. Why do they say that the cemetery is the richest place on the earth? Why do people make that statement? Because you have individuals that have went down to their grave with a good... What about the buildings, the skyscrapers that they could have built if they would have just brought out their creativity? What about the businesses they could have started if they could have brought out their creativity? What about the art they could have drawn? What about the books they could have written? What about the songs they could have sung if they would have brought out their creativity instead of burying it within themselves? Now they're 6 feet under, and their good stuff is gone down with them. Don't let that be your forte. Don't let that happen to you. Don't go following after somebody else's dream, goals. What about your own? What about your own dreams and goals? What do you want to do? Whatever you want to do, you can do it. You can do it. You can accomplish that. But you got to bring it out. You got to move it up out of you and bring it to the marketplace. A lot of us don't even have a clue of what we want to do. We don't even know that we have talent, skills, the ability. We don't even know we have it within us. Because we tiptoe through life trying to be safe. We tiptoe through life trying to be safe. In other words, the only thing we're doing is tiptoeing to our graves, because that's the ultimate of this life. I remember reading something or hearing something, I think it was on a webinar, of a young lady. She said that I wasn't born to wake up in the morning, go to work, pay bills, and die. She said, I wasn't born for that. I want more out of life. And that's the way most people are. They wake up in the morning, get dressed and go to work, get the paycheck every week, every 2 weeks, pay their bills, repeat the same process, and die. That's the reality of most folks. Your reality. Is that what you want to do? Is that what you were sent here on the face of this earth to do? Wake up, go to work, get a paycheck, pay your bills, repeat and die. Was that what you were sent here for? Only you can answer that. All of us are endowed with special skills, special knowledge, and we can learn to do anything. To give you an example, 2 years ago, I didn't know I would love writing. I didn't know that I was a writer. I didn't know that I had that skill or that ability within me. I didn't know that 2 years ago. But I was on my journey of searching for the techniques and strategies to wealth. I ran across a statement by a gentleman by the name of Mr. Bob Proctor. Bob said that if you want to be wealthy, on the top of his list, I think he had 10 things listed on that list. He said, if you want to be wealthy, the first thing on that list was write a book. I said, wow. I never knew that. Write a book. You become wealthy? Wow. And then he mentioned a little later on in that same paragraph, he said, you don't have to become the expert to write the book. He said, you write the book and you become the expert. You become the authority. And that just blew me away. And when I read those two statements, I started doing my research into writing. Because up to that point, I had read over probably 400 books in the personal development, self-help improvement industry. So I was very hip on where I was going. And so I started my journey in writing. I wrote my first book, Actionaire. Then I started writing more books. And I didn't know how much I enjoy and love writing. Now, currently, I'm the author of 21 published books. My books are sold on a worldwide, in whatever country on the face of this earth, my books are sold. So I didn't know 2 years ago that I was going to be a writer. I didn't know that. So sometimes we as humans don't know. And then sometimes we as humans don't explore to try to know. Because we're like this lady that said that, you know, we have that concept, you know, of getting up, going to work, paycheck, paying bills, repeating the process, and then die. And so a lot of us are comfortable with that concept. So we never grow. We never search for more. But, you know, when you're searching, it's just like you're searching for diamonds or you're searching for gold. You're eventually going to find what you're searching for. So if you're searching for the techniques and strategies of wealth, you're going to find it. And that was my journey. So if you want to be a better person, if you don't want to follow in the footsteps of somebody else's dreams and their goals because you are a creator yourself, start searching from within. Start asking yourself, what am I good at? Start asking yourself, what kind of skills, what kind of special talent that you have that you can bring out to the world, that you can help transform the lives of individuals. All of us have something that we can contribute to. It's just like when you're baking a cake, you have to put together the ingredients. You have to put together the ingredients in order to come up with the final outcome of a nice, beautiful, fluffy, good-tasting cake. You got to put the eggs in there. You got to put the oil in there. You got to put the flour in there. You got to put the flavor in there. You got to put whatever other ingredients in there to come up with that. Well, you know, all of us are creators. So all of us create, all of our creativity can complement each other. You know, I wrote a book called Sponsornaire, and this book is catered towards individuals that are in the network marketing, the referral marketing industry. If I send a copy of my book free of charge to all the owners of network marketing companies, and they realize the importance of the book, and they distribute the book throughout their organization, my goodness. Can you imagine if the independent distributors made personal application of those techniques and strategies, how it will explode their business? Wow. So what I've done as an author, as a creator, can also assist the creator of the owner of a network marketing company. That's why I can't join a company. I can't do it. I've done it for 30 years, following in the footsteps of other creators. I can't do it. Who I am within, what I have accomplished within, will not allow me to do that. What about you? What do you have from within that you can bring out to the world? Something to think about. While you're sitting there taking copious notes, while you're sitting there with your Coke, your Diet Coke on the side or your glass of tea, after this broadcast, take a minute to just sit down and think. Give 5 or 10 minutes and get your legal pad out and start jot down different things that are coming to your mind and just think, what do I want to do in life? What do I have within me that I can bring out to the world? So that when I go to my grave, my stuff is still helping people. Did you know that out of the 21 books that I've authored, when I go to my grave, my books will still be transforming the lives of millions of people around the world. That's what you call leaving a legacy. What legacy are you leaving? Have you thought about it? Sit down with your legal pad or your notepad and just jot down, what can you do that you can leave to the world? What do you have within you? You know, in order to know us as individuals, we got to go deep down inside. I mean, we got to do some personal reflecting. That's what we have to do. So we're going to go ahead and close out this broadcast. I kind of got away, and time is getting away from me. So I want to appreciate every one of you for being on this broadcast. And I want you to go to our website, purchase our books, and make sure that we're able to help you to make the adjustments that you need to make. So it's been a blast to share this useful information with you today. And I look forward to our broadcast tomorrow at 9 a.m. So definitely make sure that you're ready. Take advantage of all of our books on our website so that you can make a personal and business transformation. Thank you. Go out and make it a great day. And we'll see you tomorrow. Right Nerdy. Bye-bye.